So Polygonmatic has been experiencing a rough patch in the past few days with prices dropping and regulatory scrutiny increasing. The recent price action in Polygon left the token's market capitalization at $7.4 billion, a change of roughly negative about 10% over the past 24 hours. One of the reasons for the price drop is a recent $95 million transfer of Matic from a whale to Binance, which has caused concern among investors. Additionally, Polygon has been facing increased regulatory scrutiny with the SEC launching an investigation into the platform's activities. Despite these setbacks, Polygon has been making progress in expanding its ecosystem and partnerships. For example, Deutsche Telekom, Europe's largest telecommunications company, has recently announced that it will become a validator on the Polygon network. This partnership is expected to increase the network's security and decentralization. Moreover, Polygon has been working on expanding its use cases beyond just DeFi. Recently, the platform has partnered with gaming company Ubisoft to explore the potential of blockchain technology in the gaming industry. This partnership is expected to provide new opportunities for gamers and game developers, as well as to increase adoption of blockchain technology. In addition, Polygon has been making strides in the area of sustainability, with the platform's carbon footprint being significantly lower than that of Bitcoin and other popular cryptocurrencies. This has made Polygon an attractive option for investors who are looking for more environmentally friendly alternatives to traditional cryptocurrencies. And looking ahead, there are several predictions for the future of Polygon. Some analysts believe that the recent drop in price could be a buying opportunity for investors as the platform's fundamentals remain very strong. Additionally, the increasing number of partnerships and collaborations could lead to increased adoption of the Polygon network, which could drive up the price of Matic. Moreover, the increasing scrutiny or regulatory scrutiny, with the increasing regulatory scrutiny, Polygon may need to adjust its business practices to comply with regulations. However, this could lead to increased legitimacy and trust in the platform, which could attract more institutional investors. Another factor that could impact the future of Polygon is the broader market conditions for cryptocurrencies. As the market has been experiencing increased volatility and uncertainty, this could impact the price of Matic and adoption of the Polygon network. Despite these potential challenges, Polygon is well positioned to continue growing and expanding its ecosystem. The platform's focus on sustainability and expanding its use cases beyond just DeFi make it an interesting option for investors looking for long-term growth in the blockchain industry. As the platform continues to evolve and adapt to changing market conditions, it will be interesting to see how the price of Matic and the adoption of the Polygon network develops in the future. In conclusion, while the recent drop in price and regulatory scrutiny has presented challenges for Polygon, the platform's fundamentals remain very strong, and it continues to make progress in expanding its ecosystem and partnerships. As the platform continues to evolve and adapt to changing market conditions, it has the potential to become a major player in the blockchain industry. Currently, Polygon is number 10 on CoinMarketCap, so still in the top 10. Price is around 77 cents currently. We're down 44% in the past 90 days. The market cap at that 7.4, actually it's 7.2 market cap, $7.2 billion market cap with a fully diluted at 7.7. Gone are the days of the $2.92 all-time high. Do I think we can get back there? Potentially, for sure. You know, I don't have any Polygon right now, but I'm looking to load up in that kind of 75 cent zone, and then also have buys lower than that as well. So I think it could present a good buying opportunity. I mean, the market cap still is pretty inflated at 7.4 billion fully diluted, but I think Polygon's going to continue to be one of those big players. And then we also just got an announcement a few minutes ago that Kraken is launching their NFT marketplace on Polygon. So very bullish, could see some traction out of that as well. But yeah, in the short term, I think it's a good buying opportunity here. Obviously not financial advice. I'm not exactly a Polygon bull anymore. We obviously, if you've been following the channel since the last bull run, we were very early on Polygon, ran that all the way up. Since it got over, in my opinion, overpriced when it went above $2. That's when I got out. But looking to run it back here with Polygon in this upcoming cycle. I think anything below 75 cents, anything really below 80 cents, in my opinion, is a good buy. But obviously not financial advice, because it could soon turn into goodbye in the bad sense. if we get much below, you know, the 70, 60 cents area, and if the SEC really does crack down on Polygon. But Polygon, again, is not based in the U.S., so, you know, the U.S. cracking down on it really isn't that huge of a deal. Obviously, U.S. is probably its biggest market, but certainly with its Asian presence and the fact that it's just not based in the U.S., like a lot of these other tokens, like Uniswap and others that are kind of in the crosshairs of the regulatory eyes. But yeah, somewhat bullish on Matic, somewhat bullish on Algo at these times where, you know, it seems the most dire. That's probably the time to start looking at buys. And that's kind of what I'm doing at a lot of these that are coming under the ire of Mr. Gary Gensler. But we'll see. It's always bad to, you know, try to catch falling knives, especially when those knives are being thrown by the SEC. But anyway, that's my take on Polygon Matic here. Going to be a buyer in the 75 cent range and then a little below as well. And we'll just see. But kind of taking a stab at some knife catching here. All right, that's the take on Polygon. Let me know what you guys think if you're watching this on. Actually, this one is just going to be for the Spotify and iTunes listeners, so there you go. But yes, I'm going to do a live stream here in a few minutes over on YouTube, so go check that out. Go follow us on YouTube. Go follow me on Twitter. If you want to leverage trade Matic, go use the link down below for MEXC. I think that's still the only exchange that you can use non-KYC here in the US. Not exactly sure how they get around that, but treat that money as money you're probably either not going to get back or not going to get back in a legal way in the future. But yeah, I've been using MEXC. They're a great platform, great partner. For just fun, really. I kind of treat that as just a way to keep me interested in the market. It's been very profitable for me in the last 6 months. Before that, it was horribly unprofitable with the leverage trading, but kind of got a good, decent system here going. But yeah, for those calls, look for me on Twitter. I usually post what I'm in. Right now, I'm in a short for BNB, and that's it on the leverage side. But yeah, I will be back tomorrow with another, whatever the hell we're calling this, DCA day or, you know, crypto daily debrief. I don't know. We'll figure it out. All right. Bye-bye.